It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and it's our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies, plus we hear what's going on in the world of astronomy as well. We turn to Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit Research Community. Hey, Christopher, what's happening this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. For this week's Stargazers, we have the trio of bright planets, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn, in our island skies. These planets are going to be very easy to spot as they'll be located high in the southern sky, and these guys are going to be with us pretty much all through summertime. The moon is going to be full at the end of the week, so unfortunately this means that spotting those faint stars and meteors is going to be very tricky. But the good news is that we are not expecting any passes of the International Space Station this week, so we shouldn't be missing out on too much.
That's good to know. And speaking of the ISS, no doubt something they'd be interested in as well, and that is eavesdropping on alien signals. Is that what we're talking about this week?
That's right, Dave. The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, that's the SETI program, recently announced two new methods for searching for signals that could come from life on other planets. The first project is the Panchromatic SETI project, where multiple telescopes will scan a variety of wavelengths from 30 of the nearest stars. SETI is also launching an interplanetary eavesdropping program that is expected to search for messages beamed between two planets in a single star system. Now, eavesdropping on alien signals may sound far-fetched, but let's just think about our own signals for a moment. Ever since the invention of high-powered radio, our transmissions have been leaking out into space for around 100 years, and they are traveling outward toward the stars at the speed of light. Now, many of our own transmissions have passed by potentially habitable star systems. So, if someone out there has a radio, they could tune in and listen to Radio Planet Earth. In a few years, they could even be tuning into episodes of HPR's very own Stargazer.
Hey, Christopher, when it comes to SETI, which is a lot of people know as its own organization, are they connected at all with the government, or where do they get their funding?
Actually, SETI has no government funding whatsoever.
Okay.
It's purely a private venture, so it relies on the donations from good-willing individuals.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate the heads up, and we'll certainly keep one ear cocked for alien signals ourselves. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome. And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week here for Stargazer.